It is the halfway point of the largest tag rugby competition in the country, the Laya Healthcare Corinthians Tag. And as always, as is tradition, the midweek event is always the fancy dress, which raises money for a deserving charity or organization. But before we go into what's going to be happening Friday night, let's talk about the tag so far. Sold out, dare I say it, record time this year. Such was the interest. People actually on waiting lists. It was incredible to see. And it's been underway now for the 4 weeks so far up to this weekend. You've been the man in the middle of it. How have you seen it?
Yeah, it's gone really well, John. We as a club are really happy with it, and Connacht Rugby the same. The first couple of weeks was grating. So we were sort of trying to see what level all the different teams were at, because we had quite a few new teams, but majority was returning teams. So we were sort of wanting to grade them, and now, as of last week, all the teams are in leagues. So there's a 5 weeks of league matches coming up now. But it's been a great start. We've been blessed with the weather. It's been sunny every day. There's been great support from people coming down with their comp supporting their company teams, and other people just coming down and soaking up the atmosphere. It's a great atmosphere every Thursday night at Corinthians Rugby Club. The local community will know it's on because there's cars everywhere. It's so busy, but there's a great buzz. There's music outside. There's great food on offer. So it's a great place to be.
It takes on a festival aspect, the food, the social side of it, mixed with the sporting element of the tag rugby and the competitive side of things. So there's kind of a something for everybody. Last year was a little bit on the unusual side because it was kind of the first year back after COVID and lockdown and what have you. This year has been a bit more settled, for want of a better word. You must be very pleased with the reaction of the teams that wanted to get back involved this year. And the fact that there was a waiting list and the fact that people were asking about entering teams even after the tournament started shows how highly held this competition is.
Yeah, and like you say, John, the interest has been massive, and that's really down to the people previously, the people members of Corinthians Rugby Club who've really sold this event for years and got it up and running to the level it's at now. Like, it's well known around Galway. I'm obviously not a Galway native and a newcomer to Galway, and I'd heard about it myself as well. It's that big. It's sort of part of the calendar in the summer here. It really is a big event, and it's down to the great work of those members of Corinthians who've really, like I say, have really drove it forward over the years. And it is a great event. It's played by a wide range of people, wide range of ages, a wide range of sporting abilities. Everybody's got a place on the tag rugby pitch. Everybody's welcome. We've tried to welcome in individual players too. There's been quite a few people who've come up to me asking to join a team, and I've tried to get them involved as well. So we try our very best to say no to people, but unfortunately, like you say, this year there was a couple of teams that didn't get in. Such was the demand, but the teams that are in it are really enjoying it, and it's been the first couple of weeks have been absolutely brilliant. And long may it continue.
Can we talk figures here? How many people are playing overall? I mean, we talk about it being the largest tag rugby event in the country, which it is. I mean, it's well documented, but let's put figures on it. How many people are playing on a weekly basis? How many people are there out in Corinthians on a weekly basis? Just to give people a kind of a figure that this is how big this is, the amount of people. I mean, we're talking 1,000 people at least, are we?
Yeah, easily, John. So there's 72 teams registered and playing every week, every Thursday night. So each team has roughly a squad of about 15. Some have more, some have slightly less, but the majority have at least 15, really. So you're talking then 1,100 people every week. So it's such a huge undertaking for the club to facilitate that, and the staff working, whether it's in the bar, or whether it's people at registration, or whether it's the referees as well, who play a massive part in the competition. It's an all-round effort, really, to facilitate that amount of people and to make sure that amount of people have a good experience every Thursday night.
And we must acknowledge one thing as well, that people have cars, they have to get parking. You've got the guys organizing the parking, you've got the guys organizing the food, the bars, everything. Can you give us an idea of how many people would be working on any given Thursday night, behind the scenes? Because there's a lot of people that would do an awful lot of work there.
Well, there's one man who puts in a huge amount of work, not just on a Thursday all week, and that's Joe Hansberry, a great club man. He does an awful lot for the club and getting the place ready, and he's a massive unsung hero of the whole thing. So I'm extremely grateful for all the work he does. So he's the reason why the pitches are painted and everything's laid out so nice. And he's got a team of people helping him as well. And there's on a night we'll always have quite a few bar staff. We have DJ Mark as well, who's outside, playing great tunes every week, so it gets everyone in a good like a good sets a good vibe for the whole place. And we have a number of volunteers. We have the Red Cross down as well, a great couple of people down there every week, and have been coming for years as well. And so it's great to see them every week. So it's a huge undertaking, and it's a big team effort.
Let's go to what's happening Friday night. It is the midway point of the entire Tag Festival, and it is the fancy dress. The fancy dress now moves into legendary status when it comes to social in Galway, and this year will be no exception. Now, there have been different themes over the past number of years, but this year you've gone for something a little bit left of centre. Explain why.
It's always, well, we try and mix it up a wee bit. We want to make it slightly different, and there's good prizes on offer too for the fans dress. So this year we've gone for movie stars, so we're expecting some teams to come dressed as the guys from Cool Runnings, possibly some Ghostbusters around, some Rocky Balboas about the place, all sorts. We could have some Disney characters, the Incredibles or something like that. So we've left it pretty open, and hopefully. Well, we know everyone will get into the spirit. There's been huge demand for that from when we started. I was getting a lot of phone calls and emails asking me what the theme was, because teams wanted to get themselves ready, and get brainstorming ideas as well. So we have a big parade on Friday night where all the teams parade as a collective team. And there's big prizes on offer. Last year we gave a whole team, whole squad, tickets to Connacht match, which was very well received by that team. Very well deserved too. Their fancy dress last year was excellent. So that's part of the experience on Friday night too. After all the matches finish off, we're going to have a big fancy dress parade and a whole pair of crack along with it.
And I don't envy the job of the judges. They have to be, their names have to be kept quiet until the night itself. But there's a very good reason why, to protect their identities. It is fun though, Phil. I mean, the whole thing is fun, but there is also a fundraising element, which I want to touch on. And over the past 12 months, Corinthians have been very much involved in raising money for the Irish Motor Neurone Disease Association. And this night's going to be no different.
Yeah, exactly, John. And we're absolutely delighted to be involved with that charity. There's a Corinthian member, Paddy Flynn, who I wouldn't know personally that well, but everything I've heard about him, he just sounds like an absolute warrior of a man. Great rugby player and a great member and representative of Corinthians over the years. So he's been diagnosed with a condition, and we've raised money for him before, and we're more than delighted to raise money for him again and for everyone else who suffers with that disease. So we're supporting the Irish Motor Neurone Disease Association on Friday night, and we're doing a big raffle. And we just ask that anyone who's coming down Friday night just bring a little bit of cash and put money in the box for the raffle. Again, we've got great prizes for that. We've had a lot of donations from different companies, and we're very, very grateful for all the prizes that have been put forward. But the main thing is that we're raising money for a very worthy cause. And something very close to the hearts of the Corinthian members.
It does make for a fantastic night, having been witness to the past five or six, or maybe even 10 at this stage, believe me, you're not disappointed if you do go down. Last question, Phil, before I let you go. Everybody's welcome. If they fancy coming down and being part of it, just make sure that they bring a few quid for the raffle, for the fundraising. But most importantly, the weather, hopefully, is good and everybody enjoys themselves.
Yeah, that's number one. That's what always is Tiger's about. No matter what level you're playing at, like we've Irish internationals who play Tig, we have some Connacht squad players and Irish internationals in the Connacht team playing Tig over the last couple of seasons. So we have a huge, and then we have people who've never played rugby before, never touched a rugby ball. So we've got a massive variety of people down there, and the whole point for everybody, no matter what level you're playing at, is to have fun, have a bit of crack, get to know people, socialize, and get a bit of exercise at the same time. So it's sort of but not fun, like you say, is a central to the whole thing. And Friday hopefully will be very, very fun. Hopefully we get good weather, like you say. The sun will shine and the music will be going, and everything will be good, and we'll raise lots of money, like I say, for this charity.